Okay, well, thank you, Marvin. So our next presentation is also going to come from the great state of Texas. And that's going to be Bart Dries, who's going to talk about using extension in the Red Imported Fire Ant program.
Thank you, Blake. I also want to thank Blake and Natalie for organizing this symposium and to ask me to be a part of it. I am from Texas, but my co-author here, Kathy Flanders, is from Alabama Extension Service at the Auburn University, so she'll be around here if there are any other questions I can answer. I'm going to talk to you about e-extension, and the way I was introduced, I know that Blake doesn't know what e-extension is. It's not extension, but it is part of extension, and using extension as to provide entomological education and experiences specifically of the imported fire ant community of practice. So I have to introduce to you e-extension as a effort, and then introduce fire ants for those of you not from the South, and then finally talk about our specific community of practice and what we've learned since we started this effort. Now, this is the home page for e-extension. This effort actually started in about 2004. Dan Cotton from the University of Nebraska and a number of other talented individuals, IT specialists, ag communication specialists, and administrators, put together a proposal and gained funding from CREES nationally, and every land grant university extension director contributes a percentage of their Smith-Lever funding to support this national effort. You can read from their homepage what the description of this effort is, but it's a vision of what extension may look like in the future. Face-to-face contacts are static and maybe declining. Our youth is more commonly relying on the internet, and even older people like Marvin are using the internet and getting tech savvy as we go along. So they capitalized on this and in 2004 released a request for proposals. Kathy Flanders called me, say, Bart, did you want to be a part of this? And I said, sure. And we received funding to begin our effort as a community of practice. That's also called a COP, so this comes with a little jargon that you have to catch up on. To date, since that time, we now have 45 communities of practice. If you can see there, we're listed under communities as one of the communities of practice there in the first category. Natalie actually brought blueberries to the table. She's now a community of practice. There is some pest management information. Fud Graham and Faith Oy started the IPM in schools and IPM around structure. So all of these now represent different websites for different information, and many of them incorporate IPM information, but I'll give you ours as an example. Imported fire ants include the red imported fire ant, Solanopsis invicta, the black imported fire ant, Solanopsis richteri, and the hybrid that's a sexually breeding hybrid between the two. So it's actually two species and a hybrid that we have to cover from a national basis. This is a real problem. As you know, the history, it was introduced accidentally, and since the 1930s causes about $6 billion worth of damage annually, according to Curtis Lard, our ag communication that made that figure. In parts of the south, southern United States, you can see the range of mounds per acre, but in some cases we see over 1,000 fire ant mounds per acre. This is a big problem. The distribution continues to spread. In the blue there, you can see the anticipated ultimate range of this species, but we have quarantine counties in effect in red there. This is a layered map developed by Kathy Flanders on the Auburn site that also will overlay natural enemies of fire ants and counties that are not yet quarantined, but where we know there are ants. But 14 southern states or territories are now infested, over 320 million acres. 85 million people are affected, and they get stung probably more than once a year by casually stepping into fire ant mounds. For management, this is not a soundbite answer. It's a target-specific, site-specific approach. That's a traditional IPM approach. We have classical biological control efforts using forage flies now and diseases like Nilohazia. But still, about 90% of our management is pesticide-related, and those, of course, vary in their use site labeling. So we put together a community of practice, or COP. We were very fortunate because annually we, as entomologists working on fire ants, meet at the Imported Fire Ant Research Conference. That includes about 200 folks. So we were able to get our group together very quickly, and our website there is www.extension.org/fire+ants. We launched this effort in October 2005 when we got the funding, and the website was officially launched in 2007. We highlight the interaction between our community of practice. It's a great way to have a regional or national program when you're a state-based entomologist. Currently, we have 143 published pages, 108 FAQs, or frequently asked questions. 98 of those are translated into Spanish. This is our home page, and you can see some features on here. This is our feature box. This is a decision module where you can actually walk through, answer questions, and it gives you a short answer for what to do about your specific fire ant needs, whether that's in the cattle production systems or urban areas. Basic information column there. And you can see some of the recently added modules on the far bar there. And those include virtual fire ant museum, where we show and talk about all the crazy things people have done to try to manage ants. You know, when I think about some of these recent things, we're trying to get more users, and we're kind of bordering on infotainment. It's science-based, but we have to make this attractive so people that look at it will share it on their YouTubes and their Facebooks and Twitters, and I won't read those to you, but it's a long and increasingly longer list of topics that we're covering. Our YouTube channel hosts many of the videos. This is an active part of the program because we're told that most people go for graphics and videos. So we're putting extra effort into populating our site with videos, but they're all linked to that YouTube account. This in particular is a voiced over video, two of them, on how to broadcast apply ant bait materials either by ground or by air. One of the features that we created to try to get more of our community of practice cooperators to add content to our website was this regional page information, and I think some of the other COPs are picking this concept up. But for instance, for Texas, we can have a special page where we can customize an information just to Texas, add our Texas regulations about fire ants, our quarantine information, Department of Agriculture, but also sell our or promote our ability to do product testing and research for addressing fire ants. I point out also that there is a outside of the U.S. Regional page because now we have fire ants in Australia, China, Taiwan, New Zealand, and Mexico, and growing. So job security for fire ant entomologists here. But we have collaborators. If you want to know what's going on in Australia, that's a great place to go. Google Analytics shows us that we're doing fairly well. eExtension as a whole gets a bunch more visits than we do. These are 2 months of Google Analytics showing what's happening in, I think that's May and October. We're getting 1,500 to 1,800 hits a month. That's not great, but we're in the process of improving and growing that by improving our site. One of the biggest challenges is outcome program assessment or impact assessment for extension in general, and there are several ways to go about that. One of those is to actually assess the value to the user of individual web pages. So this summer we created what we call the mini surveys. It's a text box that we can insert into those pages that rank highest in our Google analytics, but also those pages that encourage people to make a change in behavior. And we can put a text box in there asking them specifically what changes they are going to make or how satisfied they were, add comments, and this is sent to a Google Docs spreadsheet that we can then assess for our impact of our website, because we're trying to reach our COI, that's the other jargon, that's the community of interest, the actual users of our information, not just us talking among ourselves. The other marketing strategy is to use social media, and we've started both a Twitter and a Facebook account. This is done by Maggie Lawrence at Auburn. The key to making this work for us is signing us up as administrators, so when I make a Facebook post, it doesn't look like Bart Dries. It just appears as a fire ant info information update, and we've been aggressive now in sending out Facebook or fire ant info Facebook blasts now at a weekly rate. They also go over to Twitter, and you can see our growth. When we started this, I made my first post in June, and we've grown our Facebook users. I can't tell really whether those are us or actual community of interest individuals that we're interested in reaching. But this is one way to really promote the website. So every post we make forces people to go use our website to drive up our users. We've also tried to make this more scholarly by getting endorsement sponsors, Entomology Foundation, the board certified entomologists, both state management programs in existence. These are endorsement sponsors, which means we trade our websites and promote each other to highlight the fact that this is an academic endeavor. So, what have we learned in this process? Well, we were one of the 8 community of practices funded originally as what they call pioneer communities of practice, and we still are pioneers. We're learning every day and coming up with new ideas, so it's been a really fun experience over this time. As I mentioned, the e-extension staff have no content to provide. They look at community of practice individuals as being the information sources. And in that sense, we bring them, in this case, fire ant information, but they allow us to do things that we have no talent set to do. We have a Second Life ant detective game up. I would never have been able to do that on my own, but the e-extension staff is able to provide their programmers to develop software that will make our site more attractive to users. This is probably the largest team-building experience I've undergone in my career. We now have 209 community of practice members, so when we speak as a group that represents the entire southern United States and parts of the world, and that's been a really good opportunity to establish linkages with your coworkers and produce a product. This website also is based on initially a wiki-driven and now a Drupal-driven developmental website. So there's actually 2 websites. We develop everything in Drupal now, and then when you hit the publish button, you see the home page, and it goes public. And we hope everything transfers well. But everyone in the community of practice can go in there and edit anything that you post. So I think of it as writing a document with a Ouija board, because things tend to have a life of their own, and they constantly evolve and never stop evolving. So there's opportunities here for young faculty to have regional programs, opportunities for scholarships. We host the annual Fire Ant Research Conference, all of the proceedings throughout history, and announce the new conferences, so we become integral in organizing our community of practice through the Fire Ant programs. This effort takes multiple websites. I'm like Marvin, I've just expanded my knowledge of how to use the internet, how to drive up Google Juice, and all these fun things that you end up thinking about instead of entomology. The bottom line, and I think Marvin mentioned it too, the work is never done. We're going through a content appraisal process. Google and Analytics will show you which of your pages are low performing pages. You have to go back and redesign those, add links, add buzzwords, make them more attractive to users. And so this whole strategy thinking of how to make your site more attractive is a new way of approaching education. I do think it involves some infotainment aspects, but that just makes it more fun. That's what I've got. Blake, thank you very much. I hope you take a look at eExtension. there's an opportunity for you to develop your own COP or join an existing COP and become part of online extension nationwide. Thanks.